The tragic events of the April 2013 Boston Marathon don't dominate the news anymore, but the hard work of grieving those lost and helping the injured recover is just beginning. In the aftermath of the bombings, the mayor of Boston and governor of Massachusetts called for the establishment of a private compensation fund, One Fund Boston. This fund now stands at over $31 million, donated by individuals, businesses, and charitable foundations. One Fund Boston's special master, Kenneth Feinberg, administered other victim funds, including the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund and funds for victims of the Virginia Tech tragedy and the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shootings. Unlike the 9/11 Fund, One Fund Boston is not funded by any government and so is not bound to any statutory criteria of compensation. However, unlike other private funds, One Fund Boston will serve a large number of severely injured victims, though the fund is much larger than previous ones. The final protocol for the fund stipulates that it will provide compensation, contingent on available amounts, on June 30, 2013, for victims of the tragic events that occurred on April 15th, the date of the marathon, and on April 18th and 19th, the dates of the shootout between police officers and the bombers. Eligible recipients include three spectators and one officer who were killed, and over 260 physically injured victims, including 20 amputees. Eligible recipients do not include those bystanders who, though emotionally traumatized, were not physically injured, or business owners on Boylston Street whose stores were unable to operate because of the investigation. Two legal concerns have already been voiced in various forums about the fund, reflecting a basic theoretical quandary surrounding the purpose of these types of compensation funds. For families of deceased victims, are these funds meant to be a backstop against economic hardship resulting from the loss of a loved one? Are allocations meant to replace income that is now lost, or to honor the grief of survivors and memory of those lost? For surviving victims, are payouts designed to replace out-of-pocket medical costs and lost wages, or be a symbol of acknowledgement of pain and perseverance? In designing the 9/11 Compensation Fund, Congress based compensation formulas on basic tort law foundations. Compensation for deceased victims aimed to replace the lost income of the family member and would be based on life cycle earning expectations. This well-settled aspect of personal injury law did not sit well with victims who were told that investment banker families would receive more than firefighter families for the loss of a parent, and that parents of minor children would receive the least of all. In answering questions about One Fund Boston, Feinberg has emphasized that for purposes of this private fund, all lives are equal, whether the victim were a child, an adult, a student, or a wage earner. In addition, one controversy of the 9/11 Fund was whether personal life insurance or pension benefits would be deducted from individual payouts, though these amounts were eventually disregarded. For purposes of One Fund Boston, funds raised privately through individual or family websites will be ignored as well. In the age of social media crowdsourcing, these sites have raised significant monies, particularly for families with extensive social connections or media exposure. One website for two members of the Corcoran family who were seriously injured has raised over $750,000 to date. Final allocation amounts will not be determined until after the deadline for submission of claims on June 15, 2013. Then, the final protocol requires the allocation formula to be approved by the City of Boston. This is Christine Hurt.